All people have many kinds of feelings and impulses that are natural and normal. These are neither good nor bad in themselves. We feel love and the desire to help others. We want to share, to be honest, and to do our work well. It is also normal to be angry and to hate and to feel afraid and worried. As young people grow up, they sometimes may have impulses to do something that may be dangerous or harmful to themselves or to others. Very young children are not always able to control these impulses. Probably very few children have ever grown up without hitting another child, telling a lie, or taking something that was not theirs. When we are children, parents and other grown-ups have to help us to control the impulses to do such things. Then, as we grow up, we learn to control ourselves. We control ourselves better if we know and accept our real feelings and understand that it is normal for us to have them. We do not try to run away from them. At the same time, we know that we must get over some of those feelings and impulses. If we do not understand that it is natural to have many kinds of feelings, we may be ashamed of some of them and may not feel comfortable because we have them. Then we punish and hurt ourselves because we do not feel good about these bad feelings. Usually, we are the only ones who are hurt. But sometimes others may be hurt too. Let's take as an example a boy his parents have brought up very strictly. His name is Jim. His parents have told Jim that it is wrong to be angry at a parent. Because they were taught in this way by their parents too, they believe this is right. Without understanding their own inner anger, they are often too strict and unfair to Jim. Jim is naturally angry, but he is afraid of that feeling. So it stays deep inside himself, but he is hardly aware of it. When a group of boys come along and ask Jim to help them to steal the bicycle of a new boy who has just moved near his house, Jim joins them at once. All the secret anger buried inside him now comes out against a boy he does not even know. In this case, hidden anger is turned against one person. But sometimes a whole group of people turns against another group because of this hidden anger. This can have the most serious results.